Hi, this is Mike McNamara, and you're listening to All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
It is Friday, and normally joining me on Fridays is the chef, the man, the myth, the legend, the All Marine Radio head chef. But the chef is in the hospital, and so pinch hitting for the chef are two of his favorite people on the planet, my daughters Catherine and Colleen. So first of all, in order of seniority, Catherine, welcome to All Marine Radio. Welcome back to All Marine Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
All right, all right. Always a pleasure. Colleen, welcome. You just did the ID. Welcome back to All Marine Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What, truth be told, how many times do we have to do the ID to get that right?
A lot. Probably like 17 times at least.
Yeah, it wasn't a one take and out, if I recall.
I don't think Dad even uses mine. He like totally rejected mine.
Mm-hmm. No, I use yours.
We just always speak about Colleen's. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Colleen was a little bit better. Had a little bit more enthusiasm. Yours was a little bit more. Yours was a little bit more grown up.
I wonder if that's because I'm older. You know, I'm kind of a grown up.
See, Colleen though was
she was a kid.
What?
Not really. All right. First of all, a big shout out to Kim. Right?
Yes.
So Kim and Beth. Kim, hope you're feeling better in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and he's going to listen to this at some point, and so hope you're feeling better, and we miss you, and can't wait till you come back and can do All Marine Radio again, and the chef says, as this segment's known. So, girls, anything you want to say to Kim?
No, we just hope that you're doing well. We've heard you're doing a lot better, and so that's really exciting. Can't wait until August, and we get to see you at our brother's wedding.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that quarantine doesn't lock us down for that. But no, we're super excited that you're doing better. But yeah.
All right. Colleen?
We really miss you, and we really hope we get to see you soon at Patrick's wedding.
All right. All right. So let's talk about you guys grew up eating Kim's food and going down to Sanders. Let's talk about favorite food. So, Catherine, favorite food at Kim's place.
So I feel like I'm known in the family as like getting made fun of for food consistently. Like there's been a few occasions that I've been made fun
of.
Well,
truth be told, you're kind of a...
Are you gonna like piggy noise? Is that what you're gonna make of me? What's gonna happen?
You're kind of a meat and potatoes girl, and you're very proud of that.
Yeah, I've no, there's no shame in it. Like, I don't think the vegetarian life would ever be for me. So
yeah, that would shock everybody if
totally.
That happened. So when you would go down to Sanders, your favorite dish that Kim would make?
Well, I started off when I was younger with the ribs,
right?
Ribs and garlic mashed potatoes, I think, is what it always came with.
Yes.
That's what I started off with. And then I grew up, and then I had to get the grown-up dish.
Which was?
Prime rib, right?
Yeah.
Or was it ribeye?
No, prime rib.
Prime rib.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I started doing. I remember I got the, I think it was pumpkin, or it was like squash ravioli one time. It was not for me.
Really?
Yeah. Mom or John ate it, and they loved it, but it was not for me.
Yeah, you didn't get too many bad meals at Sanders. So, no, I like that. Very light. But Catherine was a ribs and then prime rib.
Yeah, see, meat and potatoes. The pasta wasn't my fave.
There you go. How about you? Colleen was younger when we were there. So Colleen used to show up and order what?
I would get a Shirley Temple. Right. And then a cup of only cherries.
So, yeah, Colleen would get a Shirley Temple. And then they would literally bring you, one of the bartenders or somebody would bring Colleen a drink glass full of cherries. And Colleen would eat those in about 3 or 4 minutes, right?
Yeah.
As we ate what normally we get calamari, shrimp mm-hmm. cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kim would always say I had fresh bread every day, so we would have that. And then, do you remember? Did you just eat off everybody else's plates, or like did you eat?
Me and Mom mainly shared a dish. Mom said that we shared ribeye, and then garlic mashed potatoes.
Yeah. So yeah. Colleen grew up eating. I mean, all of my kids did, and then you know our oldest, both the boys worked there. John worked there forever. Patrick for a couple years. And so we would go down there on a regular basis. It was always fun, right? Because mm-hmm. Kim would come over and hang out.
And yeah, he'd always come over and talk to us.
Or we
you
go back
always
in the office.
Seemed far more excited when we were there. He could come and hang out with us more than other people. But
yeah, it's fun, like family.
No, 100%
so
like
we
family.
We used to go sit in the, when we could, in kind of the back of the restaurant and table right near the cooking line in the back corner. And then Kim would pull up a stool and get a Heineken and come hang out. And then, you know, we knew all the cooks and everybody that worked there. We knew them. So that was – how about dessert?
Creme caramel. There was nothing else you need to try. I mean, try everything, but creme caramel. You don't need anything else. That's life.
We'd all feast on it, and it was –
oh, Colleen devoured it. There were multiple times where we got at least two, and it'd be like Colleen would eat the one.
That is not true. Dad would.
Yeah, I was not.
Well, either was not, both of you are awful.
I was not much into sharing creme caramel. So,
not much into sharing in general.
Well, not good food like that. I mean, come on. Like, especially with like a six-year-old. Like, she gets her spoon out like she's getting ready to eat ice cream. I'm like, get away from me with that. That's not going to happen around here. But, yeah, creme caramel, the best. Let's talk about the now, life has changed a little bit, right, since, in the last couple months. Catherine working. Do you go into work anymore, Catherine? First of all, you work in what industry? Tell everybody.
I'm an administrative coordinator, but I work in the insurance industry.
Right. Now, here in Orange County, do you go into work? Do you work from home most days? Is it a mix?
It's a mix currently. For like two and a half weeks, I was solidly at home. And then 1 week, I almost went in every single day just because we were having somebody new in. We had a boss takeover. And so for a week or so, I was going in almost every day, all day. But for the most part, it's like off and on. This week, I'll go in tomorrow as well. So I've been there for like half the week doing full days. But
so this is actually playing tomorrow. So you're going in today.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely going in today for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. The
and I know the most about Hollywood. What an amateur
move.
There you go.
So does it work? Do you guys get as much done when you're everybody working from home? What is the feedback? Does this work or does it not work?
I mean, for us, it did, especially during like at the end of March. It was it was really good for us. We had some of the best days that we've actually had as a company in a while.
So you're more productive working at
Some people are. I find it to be a real struggle to work from home. And a lot of my job is working with like the agents or managing kind of like the office and the inventory that we have. So like controlling that from home.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't really work. But when I go into the office, I'm real productive all day. Sometimes at home, it's a little bit more of a struggle.
Why?
It's just like home, like work and home are two totally separate things.
What's that? Oh, because Colleen's around? Do you
I'm
get blamed for it?
Definitely a big distraction to both her and Mom.
Well, you're just funny is what it is.
The
thank you.
All right. But bottom line though is your business functions.
Yeah. Yeah. If my one of our partners said that if we this had happened a year ago, we would all be unemployed. We wouldn't have functioned, but they started putting everything into the cloud, so we're like a web based company and all that. So we can do over the sales phones with all of our technology. And so if it had been a year ago,
do you think do you think when this all dies, you know, when we get a vaccine and all this and we kind of go back to normal, will your business be the same or do you think it'll change?
You mean like the industry or do you mean like?
Well, no, do you think, you know, some people, you know, I mean, maybe we don't need as much office space, you know, maybe we have people that come in every day that we don't really need.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think that they talked about that when within the first 2 weeks, they were so shocked at how productive everybody was and everybody was staying on top of their stuff. And especially like for the sales agents, because that's where, I mean, most of our business is brought in by them.
Right.
So it's definitely something they talked about, the people that they know who will produce and they can trust to work from home. They would definitely do it. I mean, we're one of the few businesses that's probably expanding during quarantine.
Wow.
We're taking over the second half of our floor and we're going to start doing construction on it within a few weeks. So we'll be one of those people that booms in the quarantine and we're blessed for it. But yeah, I definitely think some things will change. I'm sure there will be at some point that they'll allow people to work from home, or if people are like sick and they can't come in the office, they will have the option. Like if you don't want to take the day off, feel free to work from home. But I'm sure it just depends. I think it really brought like cleanliness to the forefront for everybody because some people are nasty at the office.
So now since they're at home, nobody cares, right? But once you go back into a group setting, obviously that becomes something that is a big deal, is mm-hmm. common areas and cleanliness and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, hopefully they care a little bit more. I was part of the janitorial staff, apparently, before this all began, and I was making beef with everybody about it. So hopefully this will help everybody be clean.
And what about you? Now you no longer go to school, and you do it from home. Do you like it? Not like it? It must suck not going to school and seeing your friends, right? Or no?
Yeah, because I haven't seen my friends or most of them since March 13th. And then we found out that we're not going back into school. So it's going to be online for the rest of the year. And then they're talking about starting us in July instead of in August, which is already earlier than we're supposed to go in.
The governor, that loser. He just closed the beaches yesterday. I told Colleen, if there's a protest down there, we're down there with the sign.
Please don't be.
We're straight up going
so
down.
So embarrassing. Feel free to escape.
Hell no, we won't go. Yeah. Hey, that's a Vietnam slogan. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
we're down there protesting something. But, yeah.
Yeah, so I governor, saw that yesterday, Colleen.
The governor said in July, Colleen going back to school, like, yeah.
You already were going to have an early start this year, and now he sabotages a whole summer.
I get out June 18th, and I'm going to go back into school in, what, 20 days? Like,
well, it's not like this like thing you're doing right now is very taxing. Let's talk about your schedule on a daily basis, okay? you now have a little office with a nice desk, and you have a big executive chair that you took from me.
I do.
But I didn't really use it, so you can have it. So you get up most days at what time now?
Well, most days 7:30, but when I'm really slacking, like today, I woke up at 5 minutes before class. But yeah, I start school at 8.
So you start school at 8, and then when are you done most days?
10:45 a.m.
10:45 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
All right, and then
I technically am supposed to be doing homework for the rest of the day, but sometimes
who can do that
don't.
Much homework though? Has God invented that much homework? Like
my teachers have. My AP teachers have.
AP is?
Advanced placement.
So you fake it like you're doing homework for a lot?
Yeah, and then
especially when your mom's around?
Yes, and then
she's the worst at it. We'll be sitting at the table at home, and Colleen will have her computer up, but her phone will be in front of it, and she's just walking and watching TikToks. That's all that she does. And then I'll look over, and I'm like, dude.
Mom wants me to sit there until 4 and do homework, and I don't have that much homework. And if I did, I would get bored doing it.
Oh my God, lies. Every time you're like, okay, no. Well, I have this assignment to do.
Okay, yeah,
so why don't you like sit down with her and say, girlfriend, can we talk about this?
I mean, mom will not go. She'll be like, excuse me. I'll be like, I'm just kidding.
She won't go there with you?
No.
I don't really have the same love of let's sit down and fake homework for like 6 hours.
I don't have the capacity to do homework until 4. I
Who
can't
does?
Do it.
You don't have the capacity to do homework.
Exactly.
Yes, she does. She
I
does.
Did it today.
She's a good student. Colin's a good student. You're like an AB student, right?
Yeah.
See? A little bit?
A little bit. Sometimes. Sometimes.
But no, it's not like you're like a DF loser that has to get beaten into doing homework. I mean,
exactly.
You're a good student. Like you got.
I got a 90% on my test today.
Yeah,
that's
you
it.
Were up late working on something that wasn't going very well. So
no, it was not
exactly. So in math, right?
Yes.
All right. So we love that. The but the whole rest of the social thing, you know, I mean, so. Really, you do 2 hours and 45 minutes of academics a day, most days, yes? 4 days. How many days a week do you do that? Just so people know.
4 days, and then I have Wednesdays off because it's independent study, but I don't study.
I was like, it's not technically an off day.
It is.
That's what you sound
it
like.
Is,
okay.
It is for Colleen. You mean it's not?
I do some homework on Wednesdays.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. Oh,
who God. Wouldn't? Hello? The and so you go to school 4 days a week for 2 hours and 45 minutes a day.
Yes.
And how do you do? Explain to everybody how you go to school. What do you, like, you sit down and you Zoom, or is that what you guys do?
Well, for most of my classes, we Zoom, except for history, where it's basically you send him an email checking in, and then you're supposed to do your assignment, but some it's not due at 10:45, so you have like a week to do it. So it's
so
like,
screw that.
Yeah.
I'm going back to bed, or I'm watching TikTok videos.
Yeah, I went back to bed one day.
Oh, I mean, my God.
Well, why wouldn't you? What do you got to do? You send the guy an email. He sends it back. I'm out.
Exactly. Like, you expect me to stay awake and do an assignment when I have all day and Wednesdays to do it?
Sit in front of my computer. I told it. If this was me, I would be out of that so fast.
Sir, you are the parental in this. You
I know,
should be like,
talking,
we need
well, no,
to
I'm
lock
talking,
it down.
The challenges of homeschooling is it's if your kids are good students, it's one thing. I mean, I'm smart, but I did not give a shit about school. I mean, I tried the things that interested me. Math did not interest me. Science did not interest me. History did. English a little bit. That was it.
So history.
Yeah, so I spent most of my day screwing off, right, and earning my student achieving below parent capability. Write comments every quarter that I got. So, and if I was had this opportunity, I would totally excel, right?
God.
In everything that had nothing to do with school. I would be out. Oh, and do you think I would self-quarantine from my friends?
No.
Not on your life. We'd be at the park. We'd be playing baseball.
But all the parks are closed.
Oh, we would hop the fence. Oh, like that's going to stop us. Like, what are the cops going to do? Chases through the neighborhood? Right. They don't give a shit. Do you know anybody who's been cited by the cops for anything during this?
No.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but they're also not hanging out at public places and stuff like that. Like,
some kids the other day hopped the fence to get in the skate park, and dad said he would have hopped the fence.
Dad didn't
What
skate.
Am I going to do? Stay at home with my mom all day?
That's what I have to do.
And do homework? Are you kidding me?
First of all, don't say it like that.
I'm just saying.
I'm there with you. How dare you?
I know, but like, I haven't seen my friends in forever, and it's like,
FaceTime them.
That's boring. Right. Like, I want to be in person where it's like, oh my God, did you hear that?
So
you know?
Instead, you like just don't communicate?
Yeah,
well,
basically.
That's on you. You have options.
Yeah, I would so not quarantine.
We live in a little bit of a different era than you did there.
You do. I
don't.
I live in the same era. Like, oh, really? How many kids my age have got this and died?
But I have asthma.
None? What did we read? Asthma is not a factor.
It was in the New York Times. He has a point.
Did you see the New York Times?
I did.
Oh.
You read the New York Times?
Nope. Dad sent me an email.
They sent it to her.
I was taking a nap.
No,
and
because
like
your mom
me.
Said,
like,
you know, she has asthma. And then, you know, it was in the New York Times. It said asthma is really not a factor in it. It's
really
other these
not or 100% is not a
comorbidity
factor.
Things like obesity, high blood pressure. What else? Diabetes. Kim's like in the front row. The
oh
Grim Reaper is screaming Kim's name.
My God.
Kim,
oh,
come
my.
See me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Kim
Kim's
Holmes,
not ready.
Uncle Mountain, we want to see
Where
you.
Where did that come from? I saw John's what? Text of Uncle Mountain.
I
had
know.
Never heard that
it's
before.
A nickname.
I literally
know.
Out loud was like, who? Uncle
really?
Mountain?
You never heard that?
No.
Yeah, that's one of Kim's nicknames. The So you don't like this.
No.
Because school's, you know.
Boring.
Without the social part of it.
Yeah, and it's like I'm
friends.
Teaching myself. And my teacher was like, oh, yeah, like all the things we're teaching. I was like, I'm watching videos. I'm not listening to her. Even though I probably should. I'm not.
What do you mean? You're watching like videos
like
on
us,
your phone?
No, like they give us videos to watch. So it's like not them teaching us. It's
what?
A different teacher teaching us. Yeah.
Why don't they teach you? Aren't they the teacher still?
This
well,
is
yeah.
just the history teacher, isn't it?
No, this is my AP biology teacher.
So she puts on a video of somebody else teaching the class?
No, it's like we'll go into
the
class.
What does she do? Smoke a joint or something? Go in the parking lot and smoke a joint? What did she do?
I don't know. We go to class.
So
we
probably.
Do a practice FRQ.
What's FRQ?
Free response question.
What is that? What does that mean?
It's like they give you a prompt.
Is that like best guess spelling?
No. No. It's like they give you a prompt and it's like you have to write a long answer.
It's like a short essay.
Yes. There you go.
A short essay.
Yes.
FRQ? Free response question.
Question. Yes. So we do that. And then it's like, okay, here's all your homework. And it's like 12 different assignments. But like.
So really, for somebody like me?
For somebody like
means,
me, I do
two
assignments. And then it's. I don't need the extra credit. I have a B+.
Well, I wouldn't do the extra credit.
Not all of it, though. I'm not like you. You
Catherine's
would have done all that.
Catherine's shaking her head. Yeah, Catherine, that kiss ass, trying to get good grades all the time.
A kiss ass. Sorry that I'm just so amazing.
Oh, my.
So what are you going to do if this lasts into the fall?
Probably will curl into a ball and
just
cry
go to
every day.
Yeah, just go to college. Like, screw it, right?
Yeah.
Just, like, skip senior year.
What would you think of, like, going to a virtual prom?
There's supposed to be one tomorrow. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't
like,
do it.
What do you do? What
am
happened?
I just supposed to dance in front of my computer? Like, that's weird.
It's like.
That's, like, really weird.
It's like parents, like.
Watching.
Yeah, like wanting to feel good that you got to go to a prom. So, do you get all dressed up and do your hair?
I wouldn't.
Nails
I'd be in my pajamas.
And get a prom dress?
I don't have a prom dress.
And then
dress.
You stand in your bedroom and dance by yourself? That's a virtual prom? That's so bullshit.
I wouldn't do it.
If kids like you go to that, you guys are losers.
Very true.
Seriously. Okay? Yeah. Go hop a fence, get a case of beer, and put on some music and go have a dance.
And now we're condoning underage drinking?
Hello? Oh, you're from North Dakota. What do you think?
Are you kidding? You're talking to Goody Two-Shoes, who's like, friends drank a beer in their backyard and I started crying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you made me terrified of alcohol and punishment.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say don't lay your problems on me. All right, that's you.
Oh.
So yeah, that's what I would do. I mean,
yeah, no,
on.
That's weird. A virtual prom.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's different. Like John Krasinski is from The Office, and he just started this talk show on YouTube, and he pretended to be a DJ and like played music. And so kids, not zooming in, but like watching, would like dance or whatever around their.
And then.
But that's different than like everybody going on a Zoom and dancing in front of a camera. Like,
iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio is doing a virtual prom tomorrow night, I think.
But I think virtual, like, it's like they're probably not all on camera. Like, in reality, it's
but
celebrities
like, if you
singing.
Were, that's weird.
So
it's probably like musicians being on camera and they're singing like their like hits or whatever.
Yeah. And we're like over the fence watching on our phones, getting drunk, having a party. That's how that works. Why do I have to spell this out? You guys are losers, man. Can't you figure
it
out?
I'm not allowed to go out. It's quarantine. Social distancing, 6 feet.
Says who?
You're telling me I can go out tomorrow?
Today? No, this is how it works. Dad, I'll be across the street talking to Tran for the next 4 hours.
Just dip.
And then, out. You go see, and then I go see, look for Tran, and she says, I haven't talked to Colleen.
Yeah, and then you know what happens, Colleen? You come home, and then you get your ass beat.
Exactly. I come home, and I'm like,
that's what American kids do. They've been, well, first of all, your mother. What would your mother do? Would she do virtual prom?
Okay, no.
Thank you.
But I've also
how to log into virtual prom.
Be
the first problem.
Let's just assume she figured it out, all right? Let's just assume. So would she go to virtual prom?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No. No, she's going out
the woman who hasn't been to that many concerts, she might find it to be really thrilling.
I don't think so. No.
There's two ways to look at it.
I'm saying. But again, that's lame. So, and I feel bad for kids that are graduating, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, your cousin, you know, Joe, I mean, he's a senior. And on a baseball scholarship, and I mean the season just gets canceled, right? You have kids that play in high school sports, right? In the spring, Colleen's a swimmer that got canceled, right? Baseball had just got going out here, everything got canceled. So if you were a senior, right? If you were a senior, I mean, all that done, your senior prom, your graduation ceremonies. All that, I mean, that sucks, but...
Yeah, just imagine, everybody would have missed me speaking. Ugh.
What a shame.
Don't bring my...
That was rude.
Don't bring that up. I'm still, like, not over that.
I'm not shocked.
Why are you mad about it?
I was a baseball coach where Catherine graduated. I'd coached baseball there for 2 years, and then two or 3 years, and I was deployed to Afghanistan. So I sent an email and I said, hey, could I send a message? You know, I mean, I'm deployed, you know, and congratulate, you know, all my players in the class, the senior class, and then just say a quick word to my daughter. No.
Yeah, he was not.
Why wouldn't they let you?
Because you're like singling out a kid. It's supposed to be about everybody.
Is about everybody. He said the senior class.
I'm sure that's not how they view
baseball
it.
Baseball coach at the school. Yeah, no. Yeah, I know that. All right,
no,
just so
and
you
then
know.
What followed 2 years later was that a dad came out from being in Iraq or Afghanistan.
One of them.
And, like, hugged his daughter on stage. So that really did not help dad's black blood grudge. So
not fair.
Yeah, totally. Like, who would say no to that?
But, like, I wish I went to Central.
Yeah, your school sucks compared to Central.
You always say that. Like, I know, but...
I'm just saying.
Why? Why would you say you should stand up for your school? Don't
No, because I love my school, but, like, Central's looks so cool. Like, my school has art and ceramics, and that's it.
What did Central have?
Well, I don't... What do you... Like, I don't know.
You
when
told
you say
me
art
you guys
and
had
ceramic,
all these cool classes.
Like, name one.
We had, like, woodworking. We had, like,
don't have
shop.
That.
We had, like, tech stuff. So, and, like, in there, Mr. Ford, they got to do, Patrick took his class, and it was, like, graphic design class, but they got to make, like, pumpkin outlines, and they, like, covered the school in them.
And the cafeteria was massive, and ours is, like, really small.
I think, like, the school.
Central High School was
and
the
they
first.
Had hockey.
That's true. First high school in Grand Forks. So it's like the Back to the Future movies. It's like that high school, the old, you know, school with the steps and the columns and the beautiful brick building. They renovated a few years ago, but that's where
marble floors and walls.
Old school. But beautiful school, and now that it's renovated. So, and when Catherine was a senior, truth be told, Colleen was part of the senior class. It was an incredible shock to Colleen, like, when she had to realize that she was not actually a senior in high school.
You know, like, Colleen's in my yearbook?
Oh, my God. I know. How many times?
No, just the one time.
Just that one time?
And it's at prom.
Oh, my God. Colleen I mean, she was sobbing one night when Catherine had her friends over, and they were wanting to watch a movie, and was it appropriate
for
Colin?
No, they wanted to watch Jersey Shore. No.
Well, we did watch Jersey Shore.
Yes, they wanted to watch that, and then Catherine kicked me out, and I was not about it. I was mad.
She was sobbing, and I the like, like that. Like, how could these 18-year-olds kick my 6-year-old ass out of that room, right?
It's disrespectful.
Do you know how many times you are in every single photo with my friends at the house? Like, it's not ludicrous.
I was the life of the party. I can't help it.
Of course you would think that.
Catherine.
Everybody made it about you.
Everybody loved me.
Everybody made it about
you. Everybody loved me.
That's fine.
My baby was in your play. Oprah was in your play. I remember that. And you guys tossed her like she was some...
We did toss Oprah.
...doll.
We did. You got to be
Which
it.
She actually was.
No, she was a baby.
You got to come to all of our rehearsals.
We should talk about some food in honor of Kim. All right. So let's talk about food. You guys are pretty much fast food, like, connoisseurs.
I definitely thought fat was coming
I was not supposed to
be happy.
You guys are, like, fast food, like, maniacs. So let's talk about that. Catherine, your favorite fast food outlet is?
Chick-fil-A.
Colleen?
I mean, it's Chick-fil-A, but I feel like I'm obligated to say something different. So, like,
no, you're not. Just tell the truth.
Okay, yeah, it's Chick-fil-A.
Catherine, your favorite meal there, your go-to meal at Chick-fil-A?
Well, I rotate. There's only two that I've never tried anything outside of these two, and they're both basic as hell. But it's either the number one with no pickle and a root beer, which is literally just a slab of meat and their bread.
It's a simple sandwich.
That's it. Meat and potatoes kind of gal, okay? Doesn't need all the frilly stuff. Or it's just the chicken nuggets. The number 3 and 8 count. One time I said it was the number 8, which is a wrap. I was not right.
Whoa.
I went into a deep panic with mom at the drive-thru.
Oh God.
Colleen, how about you? What do you got?
I always get the number 1 with no pickles, which is the sandwich that Catherine gets with the root beer. It's a large root beer and medium fries because I love root beer and I love soda.
Really?
Yeah. By lunch, tell Colleen to go get it. And then she'll walk in with like 2 large sodas. I'm like, who the hell told you to get those? She's like, huh?
But for breakfast, I really like the mini biscuit things. They're really good.
The mini what?
They're like mini biscuit. It's like chicken and
it's
a
like
biscuit.
A nugget
and it's like
biscuit.
Honey, but it's really good. It's like, ooh, love it.
Yeah.
What about now? You've got some kind of coffee thing you've developed that I'm not particularly fond of. So
you're not fond of the coffee thing? What aren't we fond of? Colleen drinking the coffee?
Yeah, I don't like.
Why?
What is that about? So explain what is your coffee thing you have?
I don't know. It all started with my friends. I guess were like, do you want to go get coffee? And I was like, sure.
Because no,
I just wanted
to
go out. I was like, get me out of this house.
And they have to be cool, so they're going to drink coffee,
sure.
Right? But they don't even drink coffee.
No, they do. It's like coffee.
No, with all the shit that goes in it, it's not really coffee.
Okay.
Colleen, half of your drink is creamer.
Thank you.
Okay, but still, it's like coffee. And then...
it's coffee-based.
I got coffee, and I was like, oh, this is, like, kind of gross. But like,
it tastes
I had
like shit.
But I had to act like I like it, so I was like, oh, yeah, look, it's really good. And they invited me in, and I developed a like for it, and then I started getting this, and it's, like, my favorite.
So what is that?
It's Dunkin' Donut vanilla coffee with Dunkin' Donut creamer, and it's really good.
So you put cream in vanilla coffee?
Yeah, and then I put ice cubes in it, so it's chilled. Even though it's already cold, it's like even colder.
So it's a cold drink that you drink.
Yes.
Iced coffee.
Do you
actually ever drink hot coffee?
No. Ew.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Gross. I also really like the Chick-fil-A coffee. It's
yeah,
really
I feel
good.
Like that's where it really
but
started.
The best thing at Chick-fil-A is?
Are you going to say their ice cream?
The ice cream.
Their ice cream really is second to none. Like,
it's the best.
You go there and then you get McDonald's. You're like, oh, this
that
is crap.
Yeah, and I used to be like all about.
I used to love McDonald's, and then it was like McDonald's, like bottom tier.
Ghetto.
Oh my God, I had McDonald's the other day for lunch. Awful. I'm like Chick-fil-A all the way. I just can't. I like overdose every once. I'm like, I need a break. Chick-fil-A, I'll give you some rest.
That's what I used to do because when our cousin was in town, he would pick me up after school every day, and we would get Chick-fil-A. every day. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I literally had to stop eating it for a month straight because I was like, I can't eat
too
it.
Too much.
It was too much.
Okay, number two would be, after Chick-fil-A, what would you be? I know.
I don't know that I care about anything else other than Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God.
I really like Sonic. I mean, it's not my, like, favorite. Oh. I like Chick-fil-A.
No, that's not number two. Number two would be, for you, is Chipotle.
Oh, yeah. Chipotle's really good.
Catherine, you don't have a number two? You just have one? That's it?
Catherine doesn't really like anything else.
Chick-fil-A that I like the most.
Such a loser.
Like, In-N-Out sometimes. Taco Bell every once in a while.
In-N-Out's disgusting.
It's not like
disgusting.
There's too much hype about
it. It's disgusting.
No, it's not.
I've really developed a liking for the Habits burgers. I used to only get their chicken nuggets, but I've really developed a liking for their burgers.
But like,
it's not
true fast food. Like, it's...
Yeah, but Chipotle's not true fast food.
It's speedier
either.
Food. It's not fast food.
Speedier?
Speedier.
Like, no, it's kind of takeout-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like a restaurant. That, I mean, obviously, you could take it out or eat there.
Like a restaurant, you know?
Well, not really, because they don't come to your table and take your order, right? You go up and you order. So it's kind of fast food-esque.
Fast food?
How did Culver's say...
They're butter burgers. Those are good.
Those are good.
Do you know that there's a Chick-fil-A in Grand Forks?
Whoa.
I know. Another you guys should see all the stuff that's there. It is
another reason for me to go to college there.
You
Taco John's.
Oh, potato Olay's. Get out of here. Oh, so good.
At Taco John's. No. No. Okay, so Chipotle. I had an awesome meal at Chipotle the other day, and it's kind of a salad, but it's not. I wouldn't call it a salad, but instead of rice, I booted the rice out, and it was lettuce, carnitas, mm-hmm. and what else? The carnitas and corn, and that's it. I came home, put a little bit of ranch dressing on it.
I'm like anti you with ranch, especially because after the whole Italian Moon incident, I'm not into it.
Ooh,
you,
Italian
you told
Moon
me I was like
ice
Scott
cream.
Hennessy pouring ranch on my food, and I was not into
Scott
it.
Scott Hennen.
Oh, yeah.
You put it on everything, though.
That is not true.
You put like ranch dressing on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's disgusting.
That's like disgusting.
Who would
do something
like
that?
I know. I told
you. So full of it, Colin.
See? My backup. Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me? M&M's dips them in ranch dressing.
What is wrong with you? That's outrageous. I can tell you right now, if we're talking fast food, the only other thing that I'm on a thing with right now, it's a place called Cajun Juice. No.
Cancun Juice. You uncultured swine.
I Googled that the other day, then I realized that it was the wrong name. It's called Cancun Juice. And they're tortas. And I'm really into them.
They're what? Tortas?
Yeah, that's a Mexican sandwich.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it made out of? Like, explain it to me.
It's like pressed bread.
Yeah.
Not like a panini, but like kind of like panini. So they're like warm sandwiches, but they have different kinds. So they have, like, I get the milanesa, which is breaded steak. Mom gets
chicken
the turkey. Colin likes the chicken one. But they have like chipotle mayo on them. I know. Yeah. Right. They get lettuce. It's a little refried beans spread on the buns too.
Avocado
you can get. These ones come with jalapenos, but I never get the jalapenos because I'm not about that life.
You're not about you're not a jalapeno girl?
No, I'm like, I think as white can be when it comes to accepting heat.
No jalapenos food. For you?
No. No, I can handle those cream ones, but I think I cried when Patrick made me try them here at the house.
You're one of your older brothers.
Yes.
Not the oldest brother, but the one down from the oldest.
Yeah, the one right above me who I felt like terrorized my life growing up.
Right. What about, are you a jalapeno girl, Colleen?
No, but I think I can handle heat a little better than Catherine.
Yeah. I think that's acceptable. I will accept that.
Colleen. Catherine, not so much about heat.
We also didn't have heat and food growing up either.
But now I do because my
school is
like...
You're a little bit narrow, though, in food selection, yay?
I think I'm more narrow than
Catherine. It's not a criticism, it's just an assessment.
I feel like it sounds highly like criticism.
No, it's not.
How is it not? You're like, you're a baby, though.
No, I said you're like you said.
I feel like if you're struggling,
what else do you get at
Chick-fil-A
besides the number one? Nothing.
Nothing's as good as that.
I got
Why do I need more?
I got a number 8, and I went into a panic at the drive-thru with mom.
I really did. And then the guy who took our order came back, and I was like, Mom, you need to stop him. But I don't know that I can talk to him because it's just too embarrassing. And so I made mom tell him. He's like, you know, I thought it was really weird that you ordered Chick-fil-A sauce with the number 8. He's like, I kind of thought you meant the chicken nuggets, but I didn't know. And I was like, I did want the chicken nuggets. Thank you so much. I need the number 3. We had a good laugh at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
So did you change the order and get it right? Or did you just like...
No, we definitely changed the order.
But at the same time, I'm not satisfied with Chick-fil-A because they declined me from getting a job there when I was like, I did everything right.
You should picket fence then and not go there. That's how you...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, then pick a side, Colleen.
I didn't really understand that because Colleen, right, student athlete, she's...
I've had a job before.
Candy stripers. She's already had a job.
But Tinkerbell gets one.
Whoa, be careful. Be careful. Yeah, so let's talk about that. Nobody's really hiring now. So easiest thing to be a teenager looking for a job.
Yeah, I mean, I can go back to my old job, but I'm kind of like looking towards PacSun because I don't know why I've been fascinated by working at PacSun. But yeah, it's not really going too well.
I feel like you should be traumatized by all of my retail stories.
But I also think that PacSun is a much smaller store than where you used to work.
Tell everybody what PacSun is.
It's a retail store that's a lot small. It's like a much smaller space than what Catherine used to work at, and she would always complain about everything.
Oh, my God.
It was awful.
Well, it's not that you would complain. Like, you were just, like, not having fun. I'm like, no.
That's not true. The first 5 years, I had fun. The last
year. Do you want to identify this store?
No, I'm okay. I have nothing
Let's
against
sue
them. Why would I sue them?
Why
it
not?
Actually, no, it was more the people that I worked with that made life rough. Irvine, not for it.
And we don't want to identify the
company?
Yeah.
I will.
Forever 21? It's the only company that I worked for out here before.
But Catherine
Robert
also
Howe,
was looking at a BuzzFeed article, and it said that it was like the number one least. What was it? It was like, everybody hates working at Forever 21, and it was an article.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really understand it when that many people can call in sick and not get fired. Yeah. To me, you call in sick more than like half a time, you're fired.
Half a time?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, I'm at work, I puke all over, then you can go home once. You pull that shit again, you're fired.
Yeah. I used to be, see, this is how like snotty I am. When people would have it wrap-ins at the beginning of every shift. And where you had to talk about, like, what was going on with the company and, like, how we did the day before and where we have for the week and the month. And one of the topics was call-outs. And I remember I did it all the time at both stores that I worked at. I would be like, how many times have you guys called out? And each person would, like, go through the line being like, oh, I've, like, called out this many times, like, 2. I've called out 3. I was like, do you don't know how long I've worked for the company? They're like, 2 years? I'm like, 5. Guess how many times I've called out? They're like, 10. I'm like,
80?
Once. And people would be like, what do you mean once? I was like, and it wasn't even my fault. They scheduled me for a shift that I had canceled, that I said that I couldn't work, that I'd requested off. And they were like, what do you mean one time? I'm like, what
do you
mean?
Yeah, no, but it would be crazy. Talking to Catherine, she would talk about 5, 6, 7 people calling out. Right?
Black Friday, I've never cried because of work. I stopped at the store because 8 people didn't show up for the overnight shift to recover the store while we were still open. So Forever 21 from Thanksgiving until 11 o'clock the next day was open, 36 hours straight. So we had a recovery team that would come in the night before, so your store actually looks presentable when you walked in. I had 3 people. I was supposed to have like 10, something like that. I was supposed to have like a decent staff. Oh, nobody came in. And I went to the back. I was like, I need a break. And I went to the back and just like started crying for like, I had a mental breakdown. And then I was like, okay, pull yourself together. We got to do it. And I was so angry. Then I had to stay an extra hour.
But how do you keep your job if you keep doing that? And it's called call out, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm sick. It's like,
Yeah, they just call out.
Yeah. I'm against that.
I did an awful thing because I was really angry that 2 people had already done it before to me during the day. And I was closing. And another girl had called out to me. And I was like, and what's your excuse?
You key their car.
And so, not totally listening, she said that her grandmother had passed away.
Oh, you miss that?
A little bit. And I was like, okay, I'll see you at your next shift. And then I guess she'd called back and said, I don't know if Catherine heard me, but like my grandma died. And then so then our store manager was like, hey, did you hear that her grandma died? And I was like, oh, now I feel awful. I was so annoyed. Oh, I like heart sank.
I don't think that's
me.
Bad, though. I think it's okay for people to be scared. It's better to be feared than loved.
That's what I say. I'm not into it. You're much more about being loved than feared. But
wait until she gets a little experience. She'll be about it's better to be feared than loved.
No, Colleen's much more of a people pleaser, though.
No,
some people you, have to
everybody
admit they're scared
everybody's
of me,
a, everybody starts out as a pleaser. You want to, you know, you want work, and then people piss you off, and then they walk on you, and then that's when you become mean.
We already know who did
say,
that.
Wait, did you say mean or me?
Mean. Whoa, I didn't say mean.
Well, that's why I was like, you roasted yourself. I'm into it.
No, why would you? Roasted myself? I'm not even talking about me yet. All right, what else? There's no big plans because nobody can go anywhere.
I was supposed to go to New Orleans.
For?
This past weekend, I was supposed to be there for a friend's wedding. Couldn't go because of Corona.
Did they cancel the wedding or?
It's pushed back until the end of September. It's actually the weekend after our cousin's wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, so back-to-back wedding weekends.
Ooh.
Catherine may be drunk all of September.
So there's nothing going on. So what's the next big event?
My 20 days of summer.
Schoolie. All 20 days of summer. That'll suck.
That'll be wild.
High school.
I won't even do school in July.
Who's high school supposed
it's
to be?
It's my senior year, so why do it, you know?
Yeah, fuck it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Somebody control this.
High school's supposed to be fun. High school, some of the best years of my life.
I was telling Colleen the other last weekend. I think that I peaked in high school.
I did say that. I think I peaked in high school.
It is sad.
Colleen's not even going to get a chance to peak in high school. So I hope you peak in college, or else you're not even going to have a peak. If you don't peak in college or beyond that, you missed your peak.
That's sad.
Colleen started to lift weights, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, I'm getting big now.
Are you swole?
Let's talk about that. So we start out and you told me you couldn't even lift the bar.
Because I did it wrong. And then my volleyball coach never... Let's hope he doesn't listen to this. And anyway...
He doesn't even know what this is.
Yeah, true. But he never really corrected me. He's like, don't bring it that far down. Like, bring it to like the
top of your
chest.
So Colleen's trying to do bench press. And she's bringing the bar from the locked out position down towards the bottom of her ribs.
Yeah.
Which is physically impossible to lift it like that. So...
And I started crying one day in the weight room because I couldn't do it.
Colleen, if nobody has guessed, Colleen's the most emotional out of all of us. And she thinks it's a shame. It's not a shame. But like you definitely...
people shame me for it. Like, oh, what, are you going to go cry? Yeah.
Well, you're just very emotional. Oh,
geez. Well, you almost did in Home Depot that day.
I almost did today.
Home Depot?
He crushed my finger.
Oh, well, that's a warranted cry.
No, in Home Depot?
Okay.
In public? Come on.
When you smash her fingers?
You didn't tell me to throw it. You just dropped it.
Finger.
There was no guidance.
Okay. It was a piece of 4x6 lumber, so it was pretty big.
It was pretty heavy, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get it close, you're supposed to drop it.
But you didn't tell me that.
And
I'm not aware. I'm not aware, though.
But I only dropped my end. I didn't drop your end.
But I'm lightly putting mine down as you drop it, and then it's just like... Yeah, I hope everyone heard that sound effect because that's exactly what it sounded like.
So then I look up and she's got the "I'm about to cry." I said, "Don't even do it."
He was like getting mad at me for like starting
to
cry. And then today
I
was trying to squat.
You're better for that, right? You're better. You're a better human being because you didn't cry at Home Depot.
Yeah, and then today I was trying to squat and like my back hurt, and Dad was like, "You don't have to do it." I was like, "No, I can do it." And then Dad started laughing, and I almost started crying. I was like, stop. And he was like, you're not about to cry. And I was like, leave me alone.
But anyway.
Just a little emotional.
We corrected your form, and then Colleen.
I've been adding weight.
Yeah, Colleen like did the bar like eight times. I'm like, oh, there you go. Can't do it, can you? And so she now lifts free weights like three times a week, and...
You do Ab Ripper X?
Ab Ripper X we did today. Tomorrow, You have to do Core Ab Plus.
Got her I'm kind of scared.
Got her own little personal side of the pull-up bar out there. So, and we're trying to rope Catherine in, but we haven't been able to trick her into it yet. So,
I was on a really good roll, and then Rona messed me up, okay?
There's an at-home gym right here.
What's Rona?
Corona.
Oh, Corona.
Just Rona.
Oh, that's what the cool people say?
That's what the cool cats are calling it, Dad.
Wow, bro. Yeah, just your home gym here, right here. Everything that you could do.
You should know, I did say, everybody was like, oh, Catherine, you've been going to the gym, like, really, like, because I would talk, I'd be like, guys, I've lost this much weight. They'd be like, oh, like, what are you doing? And they're like, Catherine, what are you going to do since the gyms are closed? I'm like, guys, my dad has a gym at his house. Never come over to work out.
But now Colleen get rocked up, so...
I went to the doctor. Guess what? Well, gained all my weight back, so I may have to come over here.
Oh, yeah. How was your doctor's? It was good?
I got to get a test on my thyroid.
Okay. That might be a little bit too much information for the interview, okay?
Why? My thyroid? It's in my neck. Like, it's nowhere weird.
Okay, no one was thinking that.
Well, I don't know.
Like, next question. Next question.
No one was thinking what? That her thyroid was in her neck? Or most people listening know where the thyroid is.
I'm 26. I didn't know where the thyroid was. Did you know where? Well, you've taken medical classes.
I know where the thyroid is.
Colleen's wants to be a...
nurse or doctor. We're not sure yet. Because, like, I'm not really down to, like, wipe old people's butts. And so, you know, I'm like, doctors can give those orders, you know?
That's a reason to be a doctor, because I'm not a butt wiper.
I don't know if I could do it. I'd be like,
oh, yeah. And I'm just telling you, it's one thing to change your own kid's diaper, because you get used to your own kid's diapers. You have to change another kid's diaper, it'll literally make you vomit and cry all at the same time. I am not like...
Catherine told me...
Maybe women can do it. I couldn't do it.
Catherine told me if mom gets old and needs to like wear a diaper that I'm changing it. I was like, that is not happening.
No, I remember you were talking about...
Just take her in her walker, stand her outside.
But we also said...
hose her off with the hose. Turn around.
Oh my God.
Turn around, mom. Jesus, damn hose. I need to turn the pressure up.
Oh my God. We'll just get her a bidet. Like, sit here for a couple hours, and we'll just turn on the bidet, okay?
And then we'll back you over to the blow dryer, and you'll be good.
Yeah, exactly. Or just get, like, a really long towel, and she can, like...
She'll appreciate this. So, that's the working out piece. Mm-hmm. All right. Catherine, what haven't I been smart enough to ask you that you want to share with everybody here on All Marine Radio?
I don't know if there's anything.
Any part of your life that you want to talk about that we haven't talked about yet? No.
Never mind. No. I guess not.
How about you, Colleen? Any part of your life that we haven't talked about yet?
Oh yeah, he definitely wants to put you on blast right now.
Well, like for what? Like what? Give me a category.
Do you want to talk about the boy a couple doors down?
I feel like we should talk about the boy with you because it's weird when you're involved.
Okay, so let me just inform everybody.
Because she's such a dork. She doesn't like know how to do anything socially.
Okay, we need to fill everyone in. So I was driving with my friend one day and I was going around the corner and I saw this boy and I was like, I've never seen him before, but he's really cute. And then my friend was
he lives two doors down from me.
Yes. And then my friend was like, he's looking at you. And I was like, no, he's not. Like, stop it. And I was like, don't get me flustered. Like, stop. And now it's like, I know he goes outside and plays basketball in his front yard. But it's like, I don't have the courage to go down there and be like, hi, my name's Colleen. Because then he'll be like, I'm a junior in college. And it's like, great. Like, nice to meet you.
And no, you just say, so am I.
So you'll condone it.
Yes.
Perfect.
So? What in the hell?
What do you guys like? Do you always tell the truth about everything?
Okay, no,
and you don't go outside and you don't hop a fence? Who lives a life like that?
It would be the perfect love story. I am just saying. Like, he lives three doors down.
Have you ever heard
just come over.
Phrase,
like, walk over.
All's fair in love and war. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. So are we going to Colleen's debate about how the end? What is
the
it?
Means the are means? More important than the end.
Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say here?
No, in this case,
I'm arguing
the
that the end justifies the means here.
Thank you. I do too. I just like, I'm trying to get him to know
and
the so
wait. That is not, you can't. You go, it depends on the situation, right? There's
so
not
you're just
going
to use it to gain your advantage.
No, but I need him to know this is me.
Always. Do I need to write that out for you?
Yes. I need him to notice me first. That way he can come and talk to me. So it's like if he's like a junior and I'm only a junior in college and he's a junior in I'm a junior in high school and he's a junior in college. And it's like, okay, well, you're
low-key. He's not a junior in college.
But that's what you said. But I don't know what school he would go to then. I mean, maybe he goes to Mason. I've just never seen him in my entire life. But like,
which is your rival school in the
probably
district.
Probably shouldn't have said that, but yes.
It's like the River.
But maybe he goes to Modern Day or something like that.
Yes, and my friend told me next time that I see him outside, she's going to drive over here and then we're going to go somewhere.
And she goes to Modern Day, right?
Yes. And then
so
we're going to.
She may know him.
Yeah, and then we're going to drive around and be like, oh, like, are you our friends with this person? To give,
here's all I did with Colleen. It's like,
no.
Why do guys buy puppies when they're in college? Why? And take them to school?
For all the ladies.
Who does this?
Dad.
Because girls will talk to you if you have a puppy. Why do you rent a puppy from a kennel for an afternoon and take them to college?
I don't think you can do that.
That's why. Okay. So there's ways, all right, or with the other kids in the neighborhood, organize a volleyball game or something, and when he goes out to play basketball, just say, hey, do you want to play?
They're like six.
No, they're not.
It doesn't matter.
The kids
little
over here
kids
are not.
Can be used for this kind of stuff, okay?
Oh, my God. I'll be on your team. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what little kids are used for, to use them for stuff like that.
Exactly.
Like, is that all? Is that all we're going to claim that you did?
What? And I didn't have to resort to that. You saw my college IDs.
What is that? What?
Straight up hot, right? Right?
I don't.
You saw them. That's just
you
like
have
a fact.
Very long hair. It's very strange.
It was the 70s. That's okay. What we did. Okay. Long hair, parted down the middle.
That's what all the boys do now. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Was that your hot effect? Oh, God.
Exactly.
Nobody has exuded more confidence in my lifetime than you.
Ego
and ego and confidence.
I don't have a problem with confidence. And it's not, let me just tell you.
You know, that's what people have told me throughout my life. They're always like, how do you have so much confidence? And I'm like, huh? I have what? They're like, yeah, you're so confident. I'm like, in what? They're like, everything.
Really? See? Thank you.
You're not in my head, are you?
Right. You don't know the craziness that's going on in there.
You haven't heard the 85 conversations I've had about this specific occasion, have you?
But I know how to act confident and fake it when I don't have a clue. And there's a lot to that. That's how you become a manager. Catherine, one of the youngest managers in Forever 121 here on the West Coast, right? Kaboosh. So, or
I don't
something.
Really know, like the data range of managers.
You were like
but you were one of the youngest, right?
In our district, yeah, I think.
Right. The there you go. Okay. Any final words, Colleen?
No.
Catherine, any final words?
It has been a pleasure, fam.
Hello.
It's been amazing, Dad. Thank you for having me on.
And Kim,
okay. I love
Kim.
Kim, yeah. We miss you.
We miss you.
We hope you feel better.
Praying
hope
you
for make you. A great recovery.
Putting in good thoughts, Beth. Love all the work you do. Keep up the good work.
And,
what did you have to get for him today?
And the quilt.
The quilt. Mom was sewing up one today.
It's a little bit shredded.
Because we use the shit out of them.
Yeah, they're the only
no,
ones.
Mom has mine on her bed.
Beth's one of the great quilters of modern history.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I don't know how many quilts we have that Beth has made.
Almost all of them.
I have three here in the house. Colleen's baby blanket.
It's like, we have three at Mom's place.
Yeah, so we've got a ton of Beth's.
I have two blankets from her.
There should be one for each of us.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you just, like, kept half of them?
I have stolen them. I love quilts. They're soft, and I like soft stuff. So, anyway. Now, Kim, hope you feel better, and that we have a chance to talk to you soon. So, that's it on a Friday edition of All Marine Radio. So, girls, thank you very much for coming on today and sharing parts of your life with everybody and giving the chance for everybody to get to know you. So thank you very much.
Anytime us back on, let us know. We can fill some air for you.
We got all the time in the world now.
Yeah, we're little chatty Cathys, aren't we?
There you go. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. There you have it. My daughters. How about that? So, they're not the broadest food guidance relative to if you're looking for fast food. Relatively limited. Yeah. So, Catherine and Colleen. Actually, we had fun doing that last night. So, yeah, filling in for the chef. So, if you're just tuning in, the chef is had open heart surgery this week. So, he's doing well. He had the surgery on Monday morning, and so he's already complaining about the food, which is a good sign. So we look forward to him coming back and hearing about his adventure. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers over the weekend. If you missed hour one, you know, it's interesting when you know, there's so much different news about should we reopen, should we not reopen, the concept of herd immunity and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, how do you make sense of it? What do you track, right? What do you track? And so, you know, to me, what you have to keep your eye on is the rates, not the whole numbers, because there was a headline here in the Orange County local newspaper saying that, you know, number of coronavirus cases jumped up. Well, that's because they had the capacity to do more testing every day, so the total numbers went up. Now, the data that you want to look at is the rate of confirmed cases. What is that? Is that going up? And is the number of deaths going up? We have not got to the point where we can do a whole lot of serology testing, right? Looking for antibodies. So in the meantime, right, as you're looking at numbers, look at percentages, right? Because the total numbers are misleading, right? The total numbers. So it's the rate. Okay, it's the rate. So, you know, you can... The people that are smart and know how to footnote it will articulate it like this. Yeah, this statistic's a little bit misleading today because it shows, you know, like a 30% increase. But we increased our testing capacity relative to total numbers. So while our cases go up, it's simply because we're testing more people. What I want you to pay attention to is this rate. The rate actually fell as we've tested more people, you know, so that's why the rate's important. So, and then we'll see if there's a, you know, there's going to be a local protest here in Southern California. Colleen and I were on that thing. I'd also recommend to you something I read here this morning. And it's an opinion piece written by Tom Friedman. And I think if you're, I don't know, anybody, I think, with if you're anybody with half a brain, you know Tom Friedman. And pretty even-headed, pretty well-thought dude. So Friedman, : is Sweden getting it right with this COVID-19 approach? So, if I were you, I would check that out. You can go ahead and Google that. Tom Friedman, is Sweden getting it right? And I think it'll come up. Also, just a headline that just popped into my news. Northern California County defies Governor Newsom's coronavirus shutdown order. A rural California county has become the first to permit non-essential businesses to reopen and allow diners in restaurants, defying Governor Newsom's continuing statewide order barring such moves during the coronavirus pandemic. Modoc County, is moving forward with our reopening plan. Deputy Director of Emergency Services Heather Hadwick said in an email to the Associated Press early Friday. She said the county still has no COVID-19 cases. So, hello, right? That's why this whole, right, one approach fits the whole country, one approach fits your whole state is stupid, right? And for whatever reason, Joe Slick, governor of California, can't figure that out. So, anyway, so we're looking for a protest, me and Colleen. Going to make a sign, going to go down there, right? Anyway, have a great weekend. If you're just tuning into the program, we'll talk a little bit about that in hour one. And then if you just showed up to this late, my two daughters, 26-year-old Catherine and 16-year-old Colleen join us to talk about fast food, because it is Friday, so we do talk about food. So their specialty is fast food. Yeah, sadly, but it is what it is. And so we talk about that and talk about, Catherine working and how has the coronavirus impacted work. And then for Colleen, doesn't go to school anymore. In fact, I think she's already done this morning, so we're close to it. So, how would it impacts her life as a high school student? So anyway, have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Will Cosentini going to join me on Monday. So without further ado, All Marine Radio on a Friday. Over and out. Don't be afraid to change somebody's life. Okay? Don't be afraid to change somebody's life.